Over the Indianola football team's 1-2 start to the season, the offense was one-dimensional. Running the ball with running backs Cale Kolarik and Chase Ricketts amounted to well over half of the yards gained, with the passing game from quarterback Braden Weierman garnering less than 100 yards per contest. Compare that to the last three games. Indianola's on a three-game streak, outscoring opponents 165-28. More importantly, with a balanced offense, leading to a 3-touchdown performance through the air against Mason City and naming Weierman as our player of the game.
First and 10 now at the Mohawk 49-yard line. Same formation for the Indians that they've been doing all night. Meacham in the game. Fakes the handoff. Weierman rolls out to his left. Has pursuit. Takes a shot down the field. Has a receiver over the top. It's caught at the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone.
Dixon.
It is Peyton Buzel with the touchdown. 49 yards.
Over the last three games, Weierman has thrown for 512 yards and 6 touchdowns, leading to the Indians' offense showing more versatility. Weierman says, of course, the passing game is fun, but the Indians still lean on one of their best performers.
I feel like I've grown as a quarterback throughout this whole season, and more passing touchdowns add more stats to me. I love it. But we still keep in the running game, and we still do everything with Cale. And we got to love Cale and giving the ball to him and watching him play.
Head coach Eric Kluver says that Weierman's growth as a quarterback has come as he sees more game time.
Well, I see a young man that just continues to have more confidence, and he does have great potential. He has a strong arm, so as he gets more game experience, he becomes more and more confident. He's starting to really make some nice plays, and we're going to continue to need that as we go down the last half of our season here. So he really has all the tools to be an excellent quarterback, and I just continue to see him getting better, and we're really going to need a great effort tonight out of him to win this ball game.
Knowing he was coming into the season as the likely signal caller, Weierman and the receiving core, including targets Peyton Buzel and Blake Kennedy of the Indians, knew that they had to get to work.
We've worked all summer, and we came to the field almost every day, just me, Peyton, Grant, sometimes Blake. We were just working on our craft, and that's what evolved us as a player and as a team, and the chemistry is just insane, and it built through South Dakota and all the 7-on-7 season, and it was awesome just to be with the guys.
Braden came in our 8th grade year, and ever since then we've just been working. Like me and Blake, our sophomore year on JV, I think we threw the ball 90% of the time, so we had that mesh. And then Quinn played a little bit of JV our sophomore year too, so last year and this year, the mesh has just been a lot better than any other years because we played together for so long.
It's gotten to the point for me and Braden and all the receivers that we're starting to trust each other now, and we're able to trust each other that we will be open, and that if Braden does, if he is under pressure, he is able to throw the ball, and he will trust us that we'll go get it for him and we'll make the play for him.
Well, that chemistry has led to red zone success.
The pistol drops back, throws it out to the right side. It is in and out of the hands. No, it's caught at the goal line. Touchdown, Indianola. They go right back to Kennedy. A 7-yard gain for a touchdown. Weierman's 2-for-2 for 42 yards and a touchdown. And Blake Kennedy bobbled it a couple of times, came down with it, and then dove for the end zone.
And even some big down-the-field plays.
Looks down the field, takes a shot deep down the field, maybe underthrown, but it's caught on the far side. That's Peyton Buzel. He's at the 40, to the 30. He's outrunning everybody, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone. 89 yards for Indianola, and they lead it 34-0. Braden Weierman with a shot down the field, and the Indians convert, and they are all over the Bulldogs with 5.5 to go before halftime.
Kluver says Weierman works well with the team around him, including his offensive linemen. He says a lot of that success just goes down to the grind.
It takes a lot of time and hard work, and that just doesn't happen. So over the course of the season, you get the feel for, okay, I've got some edge pressure here. I have to step up in the pocket, and then also trust that the interior guys, your center, your guards, are taking care of their protection and then allow you to throw an accurate ball. So we continue to get better, and like I said earlier, we're gonna need to be a balanced football team.
The Indians go into their next two-game stretch facing some of the top teams in the state, Waukee next week and Johnston tonight. But Weierman says the rest of the season is all about finding that unifying moment.
I want to see us as a team come together, just like Fort Dodge last year, as us brothers just coming together as a family and winning a football game. That's what we've come to play for, and just win football games. And yes, the season didn't start as we wanted, but we still fought hard and we learned a lot throughout adversity.
And for most of this Indian squad, this is just the beginning.
Honestly, I don't think we've even scratched the surface, you know, and I truly believe that. And I continue to see a lot of great things in practice as we go through the course of the year. So just excited to see Braden on a big stage. This is the biggest football game of the year so far. And I really have a lot of confidence in him. And I think he's going to do a great job.
I do think we'll be able to put some bigger numbers up on the board. I think we'll be able to score a lot more. And we'll be able to install a lot more offense.
I mean, I couldn't agree more. I mean, we've got some deadly kids on this team. Like, we got a sophomore that can, our running back that can go out and play receiver. We got me, Grant, Blake. Like, I don't think that the team will play the remainder of these three games can cover all four of us. That's just some different speed that you don't see out of a lot of teams, especially out of a tight end that can run with any other DB in the state. So
it's so much more fun just seeing like those passing touchdown numbers go up, and it's just awesome to see that on Quick Stats and then hearing my name say Braden Wireman, a Peyton Muzell for a 90-yard touchdown. That was the greatest feeling ever.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night and our Player of the Week, Indianola quarterback Braden Wireman, I'm Andrew Swadner.